through the first checkpoint, which was the Syrian military, then a couple of hundred yards later, we're at the FSA checkpoint. They're waiting for us. I can see a mosque, very badly damaged, covered in bullet holes, a hole in the dome at the top. But it's quiet here because this part of Damascus is under truce. Now we're heading for another little area, Kabun, where they don't have a truce yet. Going past fortifications that have been opened up to allow people through, a big earth berm full of earth and rubble. Blocks of flats with whole floors burnt out. Right, we're switching cars, leaving our vehicle, going into the FSA van. We're being guided by two fighters, one of whom has got a walkie-talkie and they're on a motorbike in front of us. One of them smoking a cigarette, looking very casual.
Local ceasefires in some of the Damascus suburbs have brought a little calm, but the ceasefires are fragile. I found that out when I was talking to Abu Ammar, just behind the front line. He commands the Free Syria Army in Kabun.
This is the main road to Kabun. The Syrian army used to be 50 meters away, and now they are 150 meters from here.
How well is the ceasefire holding here?
Not very well. You can hear the clashes.
Just seen a fighter, long beard, kefir wrapped around his head, on a motorbike with a Kalashnikov. There are a small number of Nusra people who are allied to Al-Qaeda in this part of Damascus, and I think perhaps he was one of them.
The fighters in Kabun are mainly from the Free Syria Army, the rebels the West has agonized about helping. In many other parts of Syria, the FSA has lost out to better armed and resourced jihadis, ISIS and Al-Qaeda, as well as less extreme Islamist militias. The FSA's second-in-command here, Abu Hassan, took us through some of Kabun's wrecked streets.
Where did you become a fighter?
To defend our families, the regime is attacking us. There is no freedom in our country.
It's a hard, long fight. How long do you think it might take to win, if that is what you want to do?
As long as Assad stays, we will keep fighting.
We're in the hospital now, and there is a man being treated for a bullet wound he's recovering from. I can see the entry and the exit wounds. They're healing up nicely. It's quite well equipped. You know, it's basic, but it's well equipped. It's clean. They're showing us the operating theatre now. It's not advanced, but I reckon it works. Oh, my God. Oh, God. What happened to this one? This child with guts hanging out. What happened to that one? One of the nursing staff here has just shown me a video on his iPhone of a child, a young girl, I'd say no more than about 13. She's semi-comatose and she died 30 minutes later. I'm here now talking to a man who's with his two kids. One's two, the other's 4.5, and this is a dangerous area. What's it like to be living here with the children?
It's very difficult, not easy at all. There's shelling, mortars and shooting. It's very difficult life here.
What's going to happen in the war? Who will win?
The rebels, God willing. The regime is unjust, unfair. History shows injustice does not last.
I've moved now to the other side of the lines, to Damascus proper, which is controlled by the regime. And I'm in the Kabas neighbourhood. It's a poor area, but it's bustling, and there are a lot of Assad posters. I can see one with a heart-shaped background. He has some significant support here. And of course the war goes on. There are jets flying overhead today. Suffice to say, it is a reminder about the firepower of the regime, which I think at the moment is seeming more confident than at any other time in the war. At a government checkpoint, carrying a Kalashnikov and wearing a camouflage uniform and a baseball cap, was Malik Huda. His 21-year-old son, Wissam, was killed last year fighting in one of the suburbs still in rebel hands.
The future is good. Our country is winning, God willing. God protect the Syrian army. We will continue fighting until the last drop of our blood, until we finish the last armed rebel in our country. We will keep at them.
A group of men in their 60s sat on a sunny pavement in Kibas, playing backgammon. It was the kind of thing men did before the war in Kabun too, but now the streets there are destroyed. Back in central Damascus, the regime supporters like to celebrate by racing around, hanging out of their cars and waving flags and Assad posters as if Syria has just won the World Cup. But there are no victories here, just more violence and the certainty that Syria's civil war will continue to spill into Iraq as well as its other neighbors.